Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Hot takes.
Pepperoncini. Pepperoncini.
Yeah.
And now the Pepper and Genie Show with Darren Adkins and Ken Stroh. All right, take it, fellas.
There it is. That's the open.
Okay.
And welcome in to the... Is it Wednesday or Thursday?
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. That's right. We got
it's
TMA
a Friday
Live
every day.
The Wednesday edition of Pepper and Genie. The big TMA Live tonight. Lisa Ann has not been in town in 3 years. She gets in town about 12:50. Alvin Mack picking her up, and we'll see her tonight and all of our listeners there. Should be fun.
And let them know, listeners, we love you. We will be off until Tuesday in terms of Pepper and Genie. We'll be out on the course all day tomorrow, Friday off Monday, so we will have a heavy hitter episode on Tuesday because we can recap the Dotem, talk about what we did with our three-day weekend, things of that nature. So there will be one on Tuesday. You will not have any P&G Thursday, Friday, Monday.
We'll make it an extra long one next Tuesday.
Yeah, I figure we can...
We'll have to recap.
Yeah.
And before we get started on what we want to talk about, if any of employees of the station listen to Pepper and Genie, I'm going to make a statement that I came up from smoking, just went to the bathroom quickly. I had some Sharpie on my hand. I want to get the Sharpie off, so I was in there a little bit using the soap to get the Sharpie off my finger. But when I went in there, it smelled like Febreze. That's usually what you do when you take a two. Somebody will spray Febreze. Well, I didn't spray it, but there were two people waiting to go to the bathroom. As I walked out, they walked in and smelled the Febreze, probably thought Iggy just took a dump.
You know what's funny is that
wasn't
me using the Febreze.
Was it you?
I told you right before TMA ended, I needed to take a poop, and I don't really bluff on those things. So, yeah, that was my Febreze.
That's Plowsy. They're looking, Iggy just took a big dump. He sprayed Febreze. It smelled so bad. That wasn't me.
It should be like a kindergarten first grade bathroom where you can lock it, but then you put the number on the outside what you're doing. Give the teacher an idea of, okay, should I go check on him? It's been 5 minutes. Oh, no, he's taking a number two.
So I was in there a little bit long. I was just getting a Sharpie off my finger. And I didn't spray the Febreze. Plowsy did. All right, two things. This happened the other day. And I want to get your take on this because everybody has different views on when to tip, who to tip. We know, go out to dinner, you tip the waiter. You sit at a bar, you drink, you tip the bartender. There's certain things that jobs people work on tips. I get my car washed at Waterway. It costs me whatever I pay for the car wash, and then I get done, they wipe it off and do the wheels. I tip those guys. I used to tip the guy at Steak and Shake who I would go in and get my burgers a different way. I just wanted mine kind of medium rare, so I would tip the guy making my burger. But if I go to a restaurant, I tip the waitress or waiter. I don't say give some of that to the cook. So there's really no rhyme and reason for why I'm doing certain things. And another thing, when I get my hair cut with Oreen owns the shop. So whatever she charges for haircut goes to her. She's the owner. But I still tip Oreen anywhere from 20-25%. I give $5 to somebody. If somebody else washes my hair, I give $5 to her. But there's certain things that I go to Walgreens or I go to Schnucks. I have a big order. The guy's bags 10 bags of groceries. Don't tip the bagger. Should I tip the bagger? So my point is who to tip, not to tip. It's kind of confusing.
I'm a guy that tips everybody. You don't know people's situations. You don't know, you know, in terms of what they're being paid or, you know, if tips are included in their gratuity. I think it's an entitlement thing when people don't tip or have, you know, argue against tipping for, you know, waitress staffs or anybody. Don't go out to eat if you have a problem with, you know, giving an extra few bucks for somebody who's getting you drinks, bringing you food, catering to your every need.
That's a given, though.
And for me, I've worked in food service. Madison has worked in food service. So it goes beyond. It's just politeness. I'll tip my haircut lady. I mean, when we order pickup from Walmart, I'll even help load my, you know, the groceries in my car, and I'll tip them $5. I don't know. It just shows respect. Thank you. You know, you're appreciative. I'm not saying everybody deserves a tip in any situation, but I mean, waitresses make about $3.54 an hour, and you can complain and say that that's wrong. You know, places need to pay you more. That's a different argument, but it's not that waitress's fault. And it's not for you to make a political statement and put your foot down and, you know, not tip. It's a personality trait. Usually you can tell right away who's worked in food service and who hasn't just by the way they act towards people, their tipping methods, things of that nature. So I'm always very lenient, especially since 2019, COVID hit hard. For me, that's even more so. I know how restaurants have handled it, and certainly waiters, waitresses, bartenders, you know, have been in and out of work for years, and not everybody get, you know, the PPP loans and those things were two years ago, so it's not like they got a ton of help. So I'm always down to tip. I never send anything back. If I can eat it, I'm going to eat it and enjoy it. I just try to make it a drama-free situation, and, you know, for how most people act, I think that's, you know, a blessing for them to, you know, be able to deal with a customer that is very understanding in terms of what they're going through.
Yeah, I tip a lot. But then there's certain times that I think, why don't I tip this person? If I'm tipping somebody I don't see because they cook my food, then why am I tipping this guy who flipped my burger or vice versa? So there's certain things that I leave and I say, should I tip? Now, I will say I tried to tip a bag boy at Schnucks one time, and he said I can't take that. Which, that's another thing I don't get. If you can't tip, why aren't you allowed to take tips? It's not, he's not asking for a tip. But if I want to tip a guy, I can't believe the store would say he can't accept tips.
Yeah.
Why? If I'm willing to do it, he's not asking for a tip, and you're not obligated to tip a bag boy. But if I had a lot of groceries and did a great job in my bags, hey, here's $5. And couldn't take it.
And for me, you know me, I'm not dripping with money. You know, I'm not flush with cash all the time, but that shouldn't matter. Like I said, if you don't have the funds to go out and tip your waiter or waitress, then stay home. I don't. It's simple as that. You know, if you want to do it that way, pick up for a carryout. But you can't expect some waiter and waitress to make $4 an hour, you know, hand your meal to you, you know, cater to your every need, fill up your water, get you drink, get you sides, get you soppings, checking up on you and things like that. And, you know, not expecting to, you know, tip her for her time. It's just,
well, that's a given. Mind-boggling. That's a given. I mean, everybody should tip waiters and waitresses. But I was talking about other people that you wouldn't think get tips. But why not? Because they're helping you. And the whole point of tipping is people that tip you. And you can't say because of a salary. Well, yeah, waiters and waitresses make a salary, not a lot of salary. But, you know, what about the girl who checks you out at, like, you tip Starbucks? I tip at Starbucks all the time. I never leave there without tipping. What about if Starbucks is closed or busy and I go to Dunkin' Donuts and I order there through the drive-thru? I need a large coffee. She gets the coffee. She gives it to you. But I don't think I've ever tipped at Dunkin' Donuts through the drive-thru window.
And for me, it's a weird spot, too. For national chains, I don't really tip that much in terms of at a McDonald's, at a Dunkin' Donut, Starbucks.
Yeah, well, why,
not
though?
Saying I don't. Maybe the chain that I have left dip in there. I look at corporations, and I shouldn't, but I just inherently look at them like they should be able to provide their workers with the proper pay. They have the funds. We know how much they make annually. Mom and pop shops, I'm you know, pint size. I love going to bakeries here locally. I love supporting local. I'll tip all the time. Pick up, dine in, it doesn't matter if I'm just getting a couple treats, put a couple bucks in there. I think supporting local in terms of tips goes much longer way than some, you know, barista at Starbucks. Not saying they don't deserve it. It's just how I look at national change in comparison to maybe going to, you know, like I said, a pint size, maybe a gramophone, you know, Blue City Deli. Staples in St. Louis, but I usually tip heavier there just because it's that local flavor.
Yeah, it's like when I go to Vintage Vinyl or Euclid Records, wherever I go to get albums, and I'll ask, you know, the person working there, hey, I'm looking for this, and oh, let's go take a look, and they'll, I didn't see it in here, maybe it's in here, and they'll help you look for it, and then they'll find your album, then they go check you out. I don't tip that person. They helped me. They went above and beyond helping me find an album and then checked me out, but I don't tip the person at Euclid Records. I always ask myself, why? Should I? I mean, there's certain people I tip that probably don't expect tips, and then people I probably should tip, and nobody else tips the person behind the counter at Euclid Records. I don't know. It's kind of confusing to me because I like to make sure I make everybody happy when it comes to that profession as far as tipping. But then sometimes I leave and I think, should I have tipped him?
See, I usually tip a flat rate, too. I don't usually... Some people judge their service based upon how much they tip, which I guess I understand. But if you've worked in food service, you have as well. You know when people are short-staffed. You know it's in their first time. You know when they're flustered, overwhelmed, too many tables. You can kind of tell that. So if you have a flustered waiter or waitress, maybe it will take longer to get your food, you know, waters, things like that. Maybe she doesn't check up on you as much. And that... Some people will look at that as a hindrance and lack of I just look at it as, you know, this person is going through a lot. You know, is having to deal with maybe a section she or he isn't used to. Maybe somebody called in, first day on the job. Things of that nature, I think a lot of things go into play. And you shouldn't, you know, not tip somebody because of that. Because you never know what the restaurant, what they're going through.
Yeah, you don't know what that person's going through. I mean, there's really no excuse. But everybody has a bad day. If she came into work and maybe broke up with her boyfriend or her son is sick or... Maybe you had a bad day, and, you know, you have to kind of take into consideration what maybe that person went through that day. And the same with short staff. This day and age, everybody's short staff. And I went into a restaurant, and I think everybody's using it now, but I saw a sign in a restaurant that said, if you're not happy with the slow service, apply. Fill out an application. meaning, we're short staffed. So maybe I'll do a little research. I'll Google and find an expert on tipping and see, next week we'll come up with a list of this expert says who you should and shouldn't have to tip. If I have time, if I'm at a red light, if the light turned green, I'm not going to stop and give some money to a homeless person and back everybody else up. But if I'm at a red light and I see somebody, you know, homeless, need to support kids, I'm going to take for granted they're not lying. I'm sure there's some grifters out there that, you know, are taking the money and then they're living in Chesterfield somewhere driving a Benz. But for the majority of the time, the people really are homeless. So I'll give some money.
I was at Conoco Gas Station on Kings Highway. Love that place. Super convenient to my house. Go there quite often, and I see this lady standing around, you know, and you could tell she's certainly seen better days. And one day she did come up to me, not asking for change, but was hungry. And I think that is much more enticing for me to go out of my way. You never know where the money's going, and honestly, $2 or $3 wasn't matter. But she was adamant, didn't want any money. She, you know, if you know I had anything to spare, she would love a sandwich. I was like, of course.
You got a sandwich in your back pocket?
No, I bought it at the Conoco. So I went in and got gas and everything, and said, hey, you know, whatever she gets, put it on my tab. It was $3.50. Like that means literally nothing to me, but you think about what that sandwich does to that person. I know it's embarrassing to say, but like, I mean. You look at it on her end, like that's a huge thing. You know, that's a meal. You know, it's somebody being nice to her. So I think you got to be a human.
I was a little leery at that. Remember that guy at the old place in Kirkwood, and you'd get the Manchester and Lindbergh? And that guy was like out there every day pre-pandemic.
See, I didn't go that way.
See, I didn't. He was always smiling, but he's out there every day. And he usually had on a nice sweater, a nice pair of pants.
Oh, I remember Frank Cusimano was talking about him quite a bit.
And I'd give him a couple bucks every once in a while, but he's out there every day. A nice enough guy. But one day we had Chick-fil-A at the station, and there were a bunch of Chick-fil-A sandwiches left over. So I said, I'm just going to take four home for dinner. And they weren't big ones. They're, you know, Chick-fil-A's aren't huge. So I'm going to take four home for dinner. Well, he was standing out there, and I said, you know what? Instead of money, I'm just going to give him some food. So I stopped, and I rolled down the window. I said, here's some Chick-fil-A sandwiches. I can't take that. What do you mean you can't take that? I can take money. I can't take food. Why can't you take food? Like they're going to check for you? You're panhandling? I can take money, but if I take food, that's against the panhandle rules?
I mean, I guess I get if it tampered with, which why would it
Well,
be?
I guess he could have said, you know, I really don't like taking food because I don't know what's in there. But he just said, I'm not allowed to take food. He didn't say, I really don't want to take food because, you know, you're a nice guy, but what if you put arsenic on there? But he said, I'm not allowed to take food, so I don't know what that meant.
It's a weird wording to it, for
yeah.
sure.
All right, and the last thing, and we usually have fun on this. This is fun, but you're not going to be chuckling today. Ha, that's funny. They didn't tip the panhandler. Ha, ha. No, there's really no laugh. Every once in a while, we'll do serious stuff. Right around the holidays, and even not the holidays, but, you know, every once in a while, they'll do this, you know, give $5 for leukemia, give this, give that. You know, the holidays, it's, what is the kettle thing?
Oh, the...
March at Times.
No,
Salvation Army.
Salvation Army, thank you.
Yeah, and they always have that out there, and especially if it's like a Schnucks. I go to Schnucks like 3 times a week sometimes, and I give right at the beginning of Christmas. I see the guy out there ringing his bell, and, you know, here's $5, $10, whatever I give. But then I'll go back 2 days later, and he's ringing the bell again, and if you walk by, sometimes you get the dirty look, like, you don't care about Salvation Army? I gave already. I can't give every time I come to Schnucks. They should give out an armband. If you've given to Salvation Army, if you've given to leukemia, whatever, and then you go back in again.
You should never feel obligated.
No, but you don't like the dirty looks. So you just wear the armband. They said, Salvation Army, armband, gave already. And that way you don't get the dirty looks. You can kind of say, I'm not a dick. I have given you money before. Here's my armband. That way it shows that you cared about the foundation. You gave money, but you can't give money every time you go there because you're there 2-3 times a week. By the end of Christmas, you've donated thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just don't feel obligated, and the person shouldn't make you feel bad for not.
No, they
I
shouldn't, but
obvious.
Every once in a while they do. They give that look like, oh, I guess he didn't care. But we do, but we've given already. So now the only one I do all the time is every once in a while Schnucks does that roundup. Do you want to round up to the dollar?
I
always do that because there's sometimes your bill will be $100.98. You want to round up? Well, yeah, but can I round up to like 101? I mean,
yeah,
you're getting 2 cents
two
off
pennies,
me.
Yeah.
So that the most you're donating every time is 99 cents. So yeah, I get that. But you know, all the foundations need to raise money. But I don't like the dirty looks. Don't get them all the time, but every once in a while you give a dirty look like, you don't care about the kids? Well, yeah, here's my armband. I gave $10 last week. You should be able to show that you've donated already so you don't get the dirty look. It's like when you tip at Schnucks or you tip at Starbucks. I wait, and I know you're going to say I stole this from Seinfeld, but they probably stole it from me.
Oh, it's a great one where they have to see it.
Yeah, if they don't see it, how do they know you tip? You walk away and they get that dirty look. No, I did tip.
I do that all the time.
Here, you're looking at me? Thank you. Or I say, thank you. And then give the dollar, $2, whatever I give. Yeah, if they can't see you tipping, then they probably figure you didn't tip. And you get that, the guy leaves, oh, dick, gave nothing. Well, I did, but you just didn't see me. The dilemmas. All right, there's some tipping and donating advice for you.
I like P&G today.
Yeah, we got a big day today, so we kind of...
Yes, we do.
We didn't feel like being funny today. We'll be funny tonight.
Oh, we'll have a good week. I'm excited about it.
We can't be funny on TMA, Pepper and Genie, and the TMA Live. You got to take a break from that. So in between the two, we just did a serious Pepper and Genie today.
We needed it.
All right. Hopefully we'll see everybody out tonight.
Yes.
7 o'clock, Maggie O'Brien, Sunset Hills. Jay will be in the house. Lisa Ann will be in the house. Our first Hubbard TMA Live. So you know this is going to be off the hook. Nothing will go wrong.
Nope.
We'll have prizes to give away. Probably have a nice banner. The sound system will be perfect. So we're looking forward to our first TMA with Hubbard Radio. And it's going to be fun. Lisa Ann, first time in 3 years. We get to hang out with her. It's going to be great. And you don't have to pay to get into this. Tomorrow and Friday, if you're not paying, don't take donuts. Bearcats. Come on out. Make an ass of yourself. I don't care. All right, Plowsy, have a good one. And we will see you tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks for listening to Pepper and Genie. Back at it Tuesday. We're off tomorrow. We're off Friday. We're off Monday. We'll build an extra long one Tuesday, and we'll be funny. Thanks, Plowsy. See you tonight. Hopefully, we'll see everybody tonight. You can catch our Pepper and Genie on. Just download the app, TMA STL. Download the app and you get everything. For Plowsy, this is Iggy, TMA STL, Hubbard Radio. Talk to you on Tuesday.